What's up, guys? Welcome to the TMG podcast. This is actually last week's episode. You know what? Psych. You thought this was the same intro, but it's not. I have an announcement. We now have merch. That's right. And it's sick. It's absolutely cool as hell. So if you want some, if you want to support the show, go to fanjoy.co/TMG. Fanjoy.co/TMG. We appreciate you. Go check it out and enjoy the episode. Got that tiny meat energy.
Tiny meat energy.
Small dick energy, people. It's all about the small peen.
Small peen.
Energy. Walk around like you got a small dick.
A small hanger. Now this.
Small hanger.
Now at this point in time, this is relevant, but by the time you hear this episode.
It might not be.
It might not be.
No, because this will be out now about two weeks from right now.
Mm-hmm. So you know what they say.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a little stale.
I get creeped out when you talk in that voice.
Why?
Matthew McConaughey voice. God, everything you say just sounds like it should be sexual. Yeah. Get a little stale. I'm like, stale. Ew, what's stale? I don't want to think of that. What's stale?
And here's what you do. You take two of these, slide them right on down the salami hat. Now should that tip forward. Now you're in for a little ride.
Ooh, this is what's good about bulk recording is that you got
callbacks on callbacks
because to us it just happened.
Yeah,
to you this shit's week old.
Yeah,
and you're probably like, salami hat shit, that was pure gold.
Yeah. We should have a soundboard. You know, we should have like the Quake sound effects every time we hit a callback. That's dope.
Yeah,
like a big annihilating. Oh shit!
Triple. You know what Fortnite?
No. Nope.
Are we going to go there again?
Nope.
Can I just say it real quick?
What?
You know what Fortnite needs?
What?
Kill combos. Triple kill, quad kill, whatever.
Yeah, that does hype you up a little
fucking
bit.
Fucking so hype when that shit happens.
Yeah.
Triple kill.
Yeah.
And Call of Duty, when you get kill streaks and you get like rewards, fucking, there's no better feeling than getting an airstrike
because
you got an 8 kill streak or whatever.
Yeah.
God damn.
Well, then they need to put that at kill one. Like if someone gets one kill.
No.
Annihilating. Oh, hell yeah, dude.
I really don't like the Battle Royale game mode, I realize. Or the gameplay.
Oh,
I don't
the
like
shooting?
It. It's way worse than Call of Duty and
Capture
the Flag and shit like
that.
It's
garbage.
It really does suck. I don't know why it's so popular. Because it's more addicting.
The building makes it fun.
No, I'm saying like the game, like why is that game format so popular right now? Because there's games where you don't build that are the same thing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting. Oh, anyway.
Because wins are more rare and it's more rewarding when you get one, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. Anyways.
Skins.
Big dick energy.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a phrase that's very relevant right now.
Big dick energy. So Helen Donahue has written this article. She wrote it on June 27th, which is about two weeks ago.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, how's your 4th of July?
It was great, dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
Awesome. Actually, no, you'll be having... this will be like 1 week.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how is it going? Because technically it will have just happened.
Oh, yeah. Right? No, right now I'm on a flight back.
Yeah.
Because right now is the 5th, right? Now it's the 4th.
No, now it's the 5th because the 4th is on a Thursday.
Yeah, I'm heading back, so.
Nice, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
Was it good?
Yeah, it was good, dude. Yeah? It was good.
Just you got drunk,
stay
huh?
sober. No.
Huh?
No, sober.
Sober?
Yeah, just hung out. And
cool.
Hung out in the sun.
Make sure you got a lot of water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Drank a lot of water. Hydrated. Mm-hmm. Feeling good today.
Good.
Real good.
Good.
And heading back. Productive day, and it's good.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah, thanks for checking.
Yeah, so a week ago, Helen wrote this article about big dick energy.
Okay.
And she's kind of, I think, you know, part of her point here is that, you know, this is an emasculating thing.
And the article is on Playboy, isn't it?
On Playboy, yeah.
Playboy.com.
Yeah. And in
Playboy.gov.
To quote, big dicks fucking suck. There's nothing fun about getting your cervix rammed until it goes numb. And by the way, 10 inches is not big. It's the length of my forearm. Thanks for the ad. Appreciate that ad.
So she's saying 10 inches.
Yeah, she said that's enormous. Unusual even. Sounds like compliments to me.
Yeah. That sounds like a lot of compliments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not just, that's not big. That's colossally huge. Adam is somewhere right now, like, keep going. Go on. You said that's what? It's gargantuan. Yeah, comparable to a monster. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a bit of a beast in the bed, you know.
A bit of a beast in the bed.
No, his accent is weird. I can't do the way, because he talks at that weird, like, it's like, he's like talking with the mic.
Yeah.
If my vagina couldn't take a lenient fisting, parentheses, it can't, it's going to find the concept of a 10-inch dick frankly disturbing. I'm not going to fake that I in any way dig getting pulverized by this, by dick.
This sounds like a fanfic.
Yeah, by dick the size of wooden truncheon. These are very wooden truncheons that British cops carried around until the late 90s.
This honestly sounds like a fanfic. It's like weird comparisons that are just way too forced.
I'm getting horny right now.
Yeah.
I would never love the thought
take
of getting
this gargantuan
cock
pole vault down my
Yeah. It's not cock. Yeah.
Make my cervix numb.
Yeah. Oh, this colossal skyscraper serpent of a body part excavating my interior. Man, what? Like,
what are you writing? An article? There's no wonder this is on Playboy.com.
Oh, here we go. We know the average erect dick is a smidge over. What's a smidge?
A couple inches.
Yeah. We know the average dick is just a smidge over 5 inches.
You never heard of a smidge?
Yeah,
a smidge. That's actually a scientific unit.
Is it?
Yeah. Three inches. It's part of the metric system. It's roughly equivalent to 3 inches.
Got it.
Yeah, that's one smidge.
Yeah. Oh, got it.
Yeah.
It was nice if it was just a smidge.
So my dick is half a smidge.
Yeah, nice. Nice, dude. Half a smidge. So what are you working with down there?
I'm about a smidge.
Nice.
Smidge.
Oh, very nice.
Oh my god.
So why are people one
sorry, a smidge is a unit of dick.
A UOD.
That's what it is. A smidge. A smidge is a unit of dick. That's how you measure dicks. In smidges.
It's three smidges.
Three smidges, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what are the equivalent? I know we just equivalized it.
Equivalized it.
I know we just what is the word? What is the present tense of that?
Equated.
I know we just equated them to three, about roughly 3 inches, but it's actually you can't really compare. You
can't really compare, no.
Because you're technically not supposed to measure dicks in inches.
Yeah.
You're supposed to measure them in smidges.
Yeah,
because smidges encompasses girth and length in one unit of dick. So one smidge.
He's about 9 smidges.
Yeah, he's about 9 smidges.
Not bad. 9 smidges.
Anyways.
Oh, 9? That's kind of like 14 smidges to me. It's like 5 smidges to me.
Yeah, it's like waves. You have to measure them.
Yeah.
A 5-foot wave isn't a 5-foot wave elsewhere for some reason. It just measures differently depending on the break.
Awesome.
That's what it is. It's depending on the girl, depending on the dick.
Got it.
It's depending on your definition of smidge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We'll
so 4 smidges to one girl could be different to another girl. That's why this girl, 10 smidges, is a little bit too much. Whereas for another girl who likes getting the cervix rammed, 10 smidges is sizable.
Yeah, I believe I'm the baseline smidge
of
disappointment.
Yeah. I'm just enough smidges to almost satisfy.
Yeah. I'm the baseline for, it's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. Yeah.
I mean, it's definitely sex.
Yeah, you had sex. You for sure had sex. All right, so she goes on. Why are people, one, pretending they've ever seen a massive penis, like, in the wild? Well, I've watched porn. Two.
That's not in the wild.
I guess, yeah. Two,
unless you've seen
like,
one in real life.
Acting like Pete Davidson is suddenly the model example of shafts. Shafts? Shafts. My minimal amount of research tells me only 2% of men have dicks bigger than 8 inches. 2%, really?
Wow.
Wow.
Wait, by her research, she said?
Yeah.
Just by how many dudes she's fucked?
I don't know what that means.
Or how do you do research on dick size?
Who has gigantic dicks? Then you just ask Google.
Yeah.
Yeah. So unless you're me and you've fucked enough people to populate a remote medieval village.
Oh, there you go.
I don't believe you've seen a 10-inch dick. And my encounters still to this very day make me shudder. Whoa, that was loaded. There was a lot packed in there.
It's crazy.
Is that guilt? Fuck. Now, why do I feel sad?
But you can't, I mean, you can't refute what she's saying. She's saying she's fucked enough people that, and she, obviously she has no trouble attracting men if she's fucked that many.
Yeah.
And she has never come across, or very few times, a 10-inch dick.
Got it.
It's, and so people say big dick energy, whatever. She's like, no, it's not real. And
so,
it's bad energy.
So I have, I mean, that just nulls Tiny Meat Gang then, does it?
What do you mean? No, there's tons of dudes with small dicks.
This one, but I'm saying like
there's more.
We're the majority. We're the majority. Because yeah. It was supposed to, we're coming, no, you know, this is null us. This empowers us.
Yeah.
Because we're coming from a place of inferiority.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? Get your fucking big dick asses out of here, all right? You fucking corny ass big dick having that. What the fuck? You got a big dick? Get out of here, bro.
I'm about little smidge energy.
Yeah. Yeah. We're taking it back to like Greek shit, Roman shit.
Yeah.
You got a big dick in public? You dumb as fuck.
Yes.
We're going to clown
I'm
you, homie.
I'm perched right on top of the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know
pubes
why?
Out and everything.
Because you know, I'm small.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm smart.
I mean, I'm
smart.
Couple smidge energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got smidge energy. Triple I'm smart.
Triple smidge energy.
I'm triple smidge smart out here, bro. What else you got saying? We all know we don't like bleeding during or after sex. Suffering abrasions so bad our vagina hurts for a week and sitting feels awkward, itchy. Crying out in pain.
Abrasions?
Jesus
from
Christ.
From sex? What?
When gnarly
that happens? Damn. I'm not having sex like that. Dude, people are going hard.
This next paragraph is like...
Read it. Let's hear this shiz.
Yeah, when a gnarly sized dick nails our cervix at the wrong angle, not being able to produce enough moisture naturally or physically throwing up on a dick. Son.
What?
We also hate faking or like you've done this to someone? Damn.
What does it say after about faking orgasms?
Faking it is not good. It's uncomfortable when sex is satisfying, is typically comfortable, all this.
Where did you even find this?
Twitter.
Huh. It's weird. You don't really come across weird shit on Twitter very often.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the video that those kids fighting that you sent yesterday.
Yeah, those Spock. Yeah, those two gay dudes.
That shit was crazy.
Those two gay dudes mollywopping each other.
They were like, they went in.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, when gay dudes fight? Oh, yeah. Nah. Because they got a woman's passion behind a man's biceps. Mm-hmm. And it's just... No, you know what it is? It's a woman's passion sitting on testosterone.
Mm-hmm.
It's lights out, bro.
Yeah.
They'll claw your shit out. They'll bite it out.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Well, they were like punching each other, too. They were
punching the shit out of each other. Look up, like, you want to talk about... the most brutal fight videos are always gay dudes. Drunk gay dudes... at some like Waffle House.
Really?
Yeah. Bitch, don't talk about. Here it goes. Here it goes. And they just boom. Oh, wow. I think when guys fight, it's like this, like straight guys, it's like this, like, yeah, like man to man, we going to claw it out. Gay dudes, street fights, it's always like, now I'm throwing you across the restaurant. I'm going to pour salt in your fucking eyes. I'm going to beat your ass in front of your boyfriend. I'm going to whoop his ass. And if you act wild, my fucking friends are going to jump in and strangle you with fucking glitter and
yeah.
shit.
Yeah, strangle you with glitter?
Somehow.
Just fill your mouth with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, just yeah, suffocate them with glitter. Quit talking that shit, bro. Take more glitter. Make him a glitter pinata hang up in front of his house. And say, this is what happens when you talk shit about us, bro. Turn you into a glitter pinata. Yeah. Should we keep reading this article?
No. It's getting disturbing.
Yeah, it's making me feel bad too.
Yeah, I agree. Bad up, fuck it.
That big dick energy tired you out, huh?
Yeah. Maybe it's really not about triple smidge energy.
It's not triple smidge, no.
I've got no energy right now.
Yeah?
Nothing.
Got that low T?
Nothing in the
need
tank.
Need you a little bit of, just a quick steroid?
I would love a little testosterone right
just
now.
A quick steroid.
Just a little quick injection.
You know,
just a real quick 600 bars.
You know how much pro steroid content is on YouTube?
Really?
There's a lot of it.
Yeah, people just being like, "Yeah, you should juice."
Yeah, like juice built like bodybuilders, and they're like, "Yeah, I'm on it, and I take this much, and this is the way to do it," and they all look like they're gonna explode. But it's just funny to think about.
Skin's way too tight.
Yeah, it's just funny to think about like, oh, we police like YouTube will police certain content, but like that content's readily available.
I know.
And they do nothing to stop that.
I know.
It's just funny. Like a 14-year-old a buddy of mine told me recently, some guys we knew, I wasn't really acquainted with them, But there were some guys we knew in high school who were taking a supplement and it had roids in it. It's banned now, and I forget what the supplement is.
And it was legal? Like you could buy it at GNC?
It was legal for a period, yeah. Huh. It was like on the shelf, and then people, like, it was tested and figured out that steroids in it, so it's banned. You can still buy it like in Europe or like online somewhere. But I remember these two kids, they were fucking huge.
Really?
They were like 16, but they looked like they were like 25, like NFL players. One of them was like a little dude like me, and he was jacked. I'm like, how the fuck? We looked the same, and then like 3 months later, he's fucking curling like 80s.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck? And then found out later.
Roids.
They were on the fucking gear, but they didn't know it.
I wonder what they look like now.
Well, weird.
Just like.
A little wilted. Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah. I was just imagining like accidentally taking roids in high school.
That's gotta fuck your shit up, dude. That's like when you're going through puberty.
Yeah.
Like
that's got to fuck you up.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucks up your testosterone
huge
inhibitors. Whatever
it's gotta
the fuck.
Fuck that shit up.
Yeah.
Brutal. Also, on the gear at 16, bro, you probably wanna fuck everything.
Yeah. Bet your just, sex drive is just through the fucking roof.
Just look outside, you're like fucking a fire hydrant. He's like, what? What, you got some news over there?
What? No, nothing.
He has nothing at all.
Nothing.
Yeah, nothing to see there.
Yeah.
Nothing to see there.
That was a group thread.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Between dudes just sending
each other.
I love when girls find out that dudes send each other hot pictures or pictures of hot girls. You know what I'm saying? As soon as a girl finds that shit out, they're like, wait, you just send each other hot pictures all day on Instagram? We're like, yeah. Sorry, every guy does that. I'm sorry. They do. And well, now you know.
RIP. RIP, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck is gonna say. Oh yeah.
Oh no, that wasn't in reference to Kelsey, by the way. That was like every girl that has ever found that out.
Yeah, I'm sure.
By like seeing my phone or something. He's like, wait, what is that? Do you guys just send each other hot pictures of girls all day?
One of my home.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Why? I have no idea. I don't know.
One of my homies.
We just do it.
He used to just like openly, like on his lunch break, just like browse like Jinx profiles and just like their pictures. I'm like, your wife is cool with that? And he just looks up. He's like, I'm not going anywhere, bro. Like, I'm not going anywhere. I pay the rent. I pay for our cars. I could do this shit all I want.
I see.
He just kept doing it. I was like, well, fair, I guess.
Yeah, but happy wife, happy life.
Am I right?
Am I right, gentlemen?
I'm sure she's following Man Candy account. Yo, that phrase, Man Candy, is so funny to me.
Why?
I don't know. There's something very juvenile about it. Just
Man Candy. Arm Candy. Just using candy to describe a person is like weirdly demeaning.
I don't know why Man Candy is so funny to me.
Yeah.
Being referred to as Man Candy, I think, is a diss a little
Mandy.
Bit. Yeah, look.
I don't think it's a diss.
You don't think so?
I don't think so.
No? Hey, look at you, a bit of Man Candy over there.
It's like, yeah, people like the look.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've never been referred to as Man Candy ever.
Yeah, no, I mean, I don't think so. I tweeted a while
Snack back. Is a little bit better.
Snack is like a smidge of Man Candy.
Yeah, exactly.
Just a smidge of Man Candy. Looking like a snack with two C's. The more C's, the more smidge.
Yeah.
I tweeted one time.
Snack is a unit of Man Candy.
He's about two snacks. You're about two snacks. Five smidges, two snacks.
Looking like two snacks.
Looking like two snacks. Looking like Diet Man Candy. I tweeted once that I'm going to turn my account into a Man Candy account of me. Like it's just gonna be me posing with cowboy hats and shit on like radiators and cars. just not Man Candy at all.
Like a calendar from the early 2000s. Yeah. Like fixing cars.
Yeah, just like
sweaty in a like showing up the cable guy.
Yes.
You're wearing like a like just no shirt. You're a firefighter.
Yeah, firefighter. Firefighter bait with no shirt underneath the thing. Putting out a fire butt ass naked. Just with the hat and a fucking jock strap on.
I think the new shit is calling attractive people diabetes, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you eat too many snacks, you get diabetes.
Yeah, yeah.
You're looking like a full snack. You're looking like diabetes.
Babe, you're looking like type 2 right now. Swear to God. Oh, man.
Took my insulin shot. Oh, my God.
Just in the club pulling that shit out. Oh, baby, hold up, hold up. What are you doing? I'm pulling up my insulin. Why? Because you diabetes, straight up. You looking like 25,000 snacks, right? You looking like a lifetime snack supply, baby. Did I win a contest or something?
Like from years and years of chocolate cake.
Yeah.
That's what you look like.
Did I win like a Hershey's contest, baby? Because I feel like I got a snack for life with you. Damn. Big ass chocolate bunny.
Feel free to use that if you want to use that. That's.
Hey, Ma, you diabetes? Because you're looking like a whole lot of snacks. Get the fuck out of my booth.
Let me just check my blood sugar real quick.
Bruh, man, I'm still juggling a shitty man candy calendar. You print that out for your girl? She's like,
we got to do a Tiny Meat Gang, one of those.
Yeah, but it's just, it's bad.
Yeah, it's super bad.
Just not attractive at all.
Yeah, awful bodies.
Farmer's tan and shit.
Farmer's tan in a fucking firefighter suit.
Yeah, and you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like being out of shape. Because if you're the extreme, like one way or the other, it's like if you're super out of shape, it's like you're owning it and it's funny. When you're just average looking, like you have like one ab, mm-hmm. I feel like that's what makes it funny.
Yeah, because like, people are like, well, you're trying.
You're trying, but shape. It's not working.
Yeah. Doing something wrong. And then like, let's do this. The calendar, like as it progresses through the year, the careers get weirder and weirder. Like it's just, now we're like an IT guy. We're standing fully business shirt and slacks. Like no skin. Yeah,
no skin.
At all. And then, like, next one, we're, like, a zoologist or some shit posing beside, like...
Working on a doctorate.
Yeah. A scientist.
Yeah,
a
scientist. Yeah,
they, one of them is just homeless.
Yeah, dude.
A hot homeless dude.
The last
dude.
One, December, is homeless. Whoa, what? Hot homeless dude. Bro.
Sexy homeless dude.
That's just everyone in Venice, though.
Yeah, that's true.
That's actually. Every dude in Venice.
That's true, actually. Yeah. That's that one guy with the bird scooters.
Yeah.
He's a sexy homeless dude.
Yeah, yeah. I get why those guys... get by on life.
Mm-hmm.
Oh man, you know, I'm just fucking hot. I'm fucking this like cougar bitch.
Yeah, I'll like live with her technically, but like
whatever.
Whatever.
She's like invested in Disney or some shit.
We're not dating. But it's like whatever. Like I still go out with other girls.
You talk to her. No, my boyfriend, you know, he's a little transient. You know, he's a free spirit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm trying to...
I do house him, technically. He doesn't actually have a place of his own.
But he'll be paying rent soon.
Yeah.
He's just trying to find something.
Yeah, he's got to get back on his feet. I'm this girl I love with, whatever.
It's fucking...
fucking...
I just go there and I can't, like, fuck someone else, you know? So a girl listening to the podcast right now is with one of those dudes.
Yeah.
Sexy homeless guy.
And she's got her shit together.
Yeah. And he's knocking her boots off.
Yeah.
And she's just like, you know, well, he's a skateboarder.
Yeah, he's in a band or something.
Wait, hold up. You're inching towards rapper. We need to back away from that because now we're starting to describe us.
No. I'm not a rapper.
Yeah, we're not rappers.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're comedians.
Yeah, yeah. Just trying to combine the two words, but.
Oh, yeah, no, no.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, no. Sexy man candy. We're talking about man candy for the last like 10 minutes.
It's been no, but that's what it feels. It feels like 10 minutes. It's been 20 seconds.
Yeah, it's been absolutely been 20 seconds
since we started talking about man candy.
I want to know comment if you follow a man candy account.
Yeah, or like a lady boner.
Yeah,
that's a good one too. That's a good phrase, lady
that's
boner.
That's a great phrase. I've never been a lady boner.
I think someone posted me on the lady boner subreddit one time.
And you probably got, what'd you get? What do you think?
What did I get?
Yeah, 2 upvotes. What do you think you
got? No, I was like on the front page, I think.
Get the fuck
out. I mean, it was a picture where I looked good. I don't normally, you know, it was an odd picture, like one of the, I don't know. I think it was the one actually where like I'm black and white.
Oh, okay.
Look like it died, you know?
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe it was like a remorse sort of thing. People were like, oh,
he's dead. Wow, he's a hot dead guy. Being dead makes you so much hotter. Look at Jeffrey Dahmer.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. All them guys.
Yeah.
Or no, they were killers.
Yeah.
But
Jeffrey Dahmer's not dead, is he?
Is he in jail? I think he's dead. Maybe. I don't know. There's that whole cult of women who, or young girls who think serial killers are hot or whatever.
Yeah. Like the Columbine dudes?
No.
Yep.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes, there is a community of girls that think those guys are hot and like have a weird... Dude, I saw a fucking edit. Like an edit.
A fan edit.
Of the Columbine dudes. From the footage, from their like home footage
laugh.
And shit.
I can't laugh.
Dude, it's fucked. I saw that shit. I was like, what?
It's that fucking... You so precious.
Yeah, yeah. It's spazzy.
Oh, God.
Fucking Russ in the background.
With fucking... The Columbine kids?
It was messed up,
not good, bro. That's so fucked up.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
I'm shocked, yeah. Man. Oh, Jesus. I mean, I guess Dahmer's not... I feel like I'm further away from Jeffrey Dahmer, so like I say that name and it doesn't like bother me as much, but God damn.
Yeah.
And actually, yeah, making a fan edit, that's super modern.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. It's fucked up. Yeah. Very fucked up.
Speaking of looking like you died... I'm so pissed I didn't save it. There was this thing that I know Sam was asking for it. I saw it on Twitter. So iPhoto will make these collages of your pictures with music.
Uh-huh.
And these guys, like, they posted one of them. They went to a rave and they're like, iPhoto made this collage of us and it looks like we're dead.
It's like, I think I saw that.
It's like this really weirdly mellow music. Like, it's not happy. It's like melancholy as fuck. It's just them like posted up at like a rave, like in different ways.
And all the pictures are black and white?
No. It's like the Ken Burns shit. Like, it's like zoomed in, then zoomed out, and it's like fading into pictures of them. Like,
that's
like
so funny.
Arms around each other. They totally look like they died in a car accident. It was like, holy fuck.
Oh my God, dude. I want to find this shit.
I tried looking. It was so good.
Oh, damn.
God damn that's it. Really the shit funny. Was so good. I've been chuckling a lot today.
Oh my God.
Oh yeah. I'm just going through my notes because I've been trying to write like more premises because anticipating our can we talk about it?
Yeah, sure, we can talk about it. We're in the preliminary stages of organizing another tour.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, but it's gonna be all around the nation.
Yeah, it'll be bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. It's gonna be the whole of the United States. Of America.
The whole kit and caboodle.
United States and America.
The United States in America.
Uh-huh.
The United States in America.
In America. Yeah.
In and on America. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? Well.
What?
What? Dude. Big dick energy. How about that, huh? What do you say about that?
So what's this premise? I see you got something written down right there.
Yeah. Well, there's actually two things I want to go on about. Speaking of United States in America and cowboys and shit.
Okay.
It's Westworld.
Okay.
Talk some shit about Westworld.
I don't know. I don't watch that shit.
You don't have to.
Okay.
You don't have to. Okay. I was thinking, because I saw...
This is the way it should yeah, there you go. Right there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's way better.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
It's just sitting around in your chin there.
Yeah,
you can just like put your face up. And
yeah.
Just
kind of...
Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. I'm good on... In case you're not
all the way good on that.
Yeah. If you're listening on iTunes, Cody is like kissing up to the mic like a pair of nuts.
Well, no. I'm not kissing it like a pair of nuts. I'm kissing it like Tom Brady. Yeah. Kissing it like it's my son.
Yo, wait. I linked this shit in the chat. This fool said, okay, Tom Brady confirms on IG that he likes eating ass. Yeah. And it's got this funny ass picture of his face. But yo, look at this. Brady hopped in the Barstool Sports IG comments to say when Giselle gets out of the shower, it's eating ass season. All right, this fool is a predator in his own house.
Jesus Christ.
Kissing his son.
Yeah.
Hunting Giselle's butt
cheeks. It's ass-eating season,
oh,
baby.
God.
Just waiting for it outside the bathroom for when she gets out of the shower like a tiger. Just
he's calling.
Pouncing.
Calling audibles when she gets out of the.
Mm-hmm.
Hot route. Omaha. Omaha. No. Tom. No.
We're taking the money road.
Oh. Zinger.
Mudslide. 42. Mudslide. And hat.
All right. So someone was tweeting about a vibrator, whatever. And I was thinking to myself, sex toys are too nerdy now.
Mm-hmm.
Like they feel like vapes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's too much, like, they're too accepted.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't, like, sex toys, I feel like, were a thing, you know, when I was younger, it's like, it was, like, wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, it was, like, risky. Now, it's, like, it's too, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. There's some that, like, track your, you know, like, there's, like...
Oh, the Bluetooth goofy one.
Bluetooth, they're, like, Fitbits for your balls, you know?
Yeah, I feel like startup money got in it.
And yeah, that's what it is. As soon as you got the jewel of sex toys, yeah, which probably happened a while ago.
Yeah. I think it was like the rabbit.
Yeah.
With the rabbit,
yes,
that came
yeah,
over.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Connects with your iPhone and you can track your masturbation stats.
Like, it's too like...
We talked about that in our very first show.
Did we?
Yeah, yeah. But like conquering that like oh, measures, yeah, I mean, that like tracks your sex.
Oh, there was that. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah.
But we were more laughing at it. I'm more coming from the place of like, it's not cool anymore. Like, what the fuck did I say here? Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I said, a sex toy should feel wrong. I don't like there are like politics attached to it. And there's like some group that's like fighting for it to be okay. Like, I want shame.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, I want to buy the toy. I want to walk out of the place like looking down.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want
yeah.
someone to hand me the clear bag and go, no.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You walk out of here and you be happy.
Yeah.
With what you have purchased.
Yeah, yeah.
Today.
That's why buying condoms is fun, because it's like,
yeah, you still feel.
You still, it's like, you know,
yeah.
Everyone sees that.
Yeah.
They know you're fucking.
And then they're also like, you still use condoms, bro.
Yeah. I mean, little do they know, they're for jerking off.
Yeah.
Much easier, because then you don't have to clean the lube off
yeah,
your
you
dick
just,
after.
Yeah, you
just...
And so like a little personal trash bag.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Very nice.
Exactly. You know, they make trash bags for our trash.
Oh, don't do it, man.
But you know what else they make it for?
What?
It's like a trash bag for pleasure.
Okay.
It's called a condom. Mm. You know what I mean? I don't like that if I just type vibrator on Twitter, there's going to be like a 10,000 retweets. Like, RT this if you use a vibrator and you're proud of it. It's like, no.
Yeah, it's got to be secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let that shit be taboo. Because yeah. it's more fun that way.
Yeah.
That's why people like fucking in public and stuff, because yeah. it's taboo.
Yeah. It should feel wrong.
Yeah.
Don't fucking, no. Oh, this is my sex swing room.
Yeah.
Well, that's not fun now.
You know what we need is like Fleshlight energy.
Yeah,
Fleshlight. Like, we need, like, it to be, you know, if they're going to be, dildos are going to be all over Twitter, we got to bring Fleshlights out yeah, and just, out and about.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, don't be ashamed about your Fleshlight. Show it off. Just dress it up.
Just leave it out.
Take selfies with it.
Yeah, yeah.
With the pussy part facing the camera.
Kissing it.
Oh, no.
Me and Henrietta about to get down.
Henrietta?
Yeah. I just had to pick the weirdest name. I don't know, man. All right, I'll be honest. I got a Fleshlight named Henrietta. All right, I'm let me come clean about that.
Henrietta. That's the most unisex name I've ever heard. Henrietta.
I know, right?
Is that a guy? Is it a girl?
It could be. Could
in between?
Be, yeah.
Who could knows? Be either.
Yeah. Yeah. So we got a big show run. We're hoping we land a big run of shows.
Yeah, we had the call today. It was initial.
Next year.
Initial call. Early next year.
Early next year. So not that far away.
Yeah, we're going to set up to do a nationwide tour.
World premiere.
Nationwide is
on your ass. It's ass-eating season, baby. Tom Brady only buys nationwide.
Nationwide between your thighs.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Hey, what's going on? Oh, Tom's going to eat my ass again. Oh, geez. Oh, this actually sounds like a real ad read on like a radio
thing.
It
does, yeah.
Oh, geez.
Speaking of ads, no ads for the past two episodes.
Yeah.
But we did have that one.
We did get one.
We did get one.
We did
and
get
hopefully
one.
More in the future, but yeah. none for these two. So no. you're welcome.
Yeah.
If you missed that first ad, go back and you know what?
Just go buy a watch.
Vincero.com/tinyweek. Fuck it. Oh, free read right there. We're not even getting paid for that shit.
No. Vincero.com/tinyweek.
VINCERO.com/tinyweek.
Get you a watch that gives you that big dick energy.
Yes.
Oh, they're gonna
exactly.
hate. They're gonna hate that we're doing this.
They didn't pay for this. That's fine.
Oh, we can say what we want.
What the fuck we want, dude.
Oh, this is fucking corporate bullying right here. Oh, this is getting the upper hand. You know what I'm saying? Oh, no, we're going to advertise your product the way we want to advertise it. Yo,
for
son.
Free.
Yeah, for free. Yo, son, if you got that big dick energy, that fucking guck energy, that fucking cervix incinerating energy.
All right, let's chill. Let's chill because we do want them to buy more ads.
All right, take yourself to patreon.com/tinymeatgang. You support Tiny Meat Gang because we all about it. You know what I'm saying?
Good. Yeah. That was a good, good
that,
cover.
That big dick energy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
BDE.
That BDE.
Mm-hmm. We got triple smidge energy.
You got to be careful with those letters. Oh, watch like dudes with big dick start saying like on BD and stuff. Like,
what is that? Is that a gang?
Black Disciples?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huge gang.
Yeah, yeah. I from Chicago?
Yeah. I'm gonna make you smile, baby, on BD. On what? Oh no, big dick. I'm sorry, that one just rolled off the tongue.
Sorry.
Rolled off the tongue there.
Sorry.
Got a little carried away on BD. On
you
big
see
dick.
You see Juice WRLD leading the fuck 6ix9ine chant at a show?
No.
Yeah. At like a London show, apparently.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, 6ix9ine was like all bragging on Instagram. He's like, I would like a bus boy and shit, right? Now I'm doing shows like 50-60K a show. I'm like, son. That's not a lot for
that
a rapper.
That is a lot. That
for a rapper?
Yes, dude. That's a you shit think? Ton. Yes. Standard is like, Tory Lanez must be making 30K per show. I bet you.
No.
Yes.
Game is picking up like, dude, Game.
No, that's weird. Like he, for some reason, makes a lot of money. He shouldn't be making that much money. He shouldn't be. Like he's not that popular. Like just think about it. Like
yeah?
in terms
no,
of
no,
ticket
no.
sales.
No, I know.
There's what, 5,000 people at the show probably?
Maybe,
less than?
Maybe, you
it's
know.
A theater?
Maybe it's because like Game, maybe it's because Game, like came from the era of like 50 and stuff.
Yeah.
So like brand wise, it's like he's a bigger name. Like I think.
Well, he's got a shit ton of fans like in California alone. Like
yeah.
that just love his shit and
yeah.
go to every single one of his shows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like he's got a pretty niche fan base.
Yeah.
But like, I mean, the people that are like touring right now, like they're playing, you know, they're playing like the shit, like the Fonda and shit like that, right? How many
yeah.
how many seats is that?
I don't know.
2,000?
Yeah, something
not
big.
Like less than?
Yeah.
What, they're paying $20 a ticket?
Yeah.
$20,000 maybe, $20,000 like after you pay out tour manager and everything, like
yeah.
$20,000 per show probably, something like that. They're only making
I
more
guess.
If they're take if they're playing. I mean, the only step up from that is theaters.
Yeah,
but like I saw the shows that 6ix9ine was playing. He's not playing that.
No, he's not. But he's like he's going
still
like,
a fuck ton per show though.
It is, but it just felt. I don't know. I guess to me, rappers get like 100K for a show. But I think I'm thinking of like Uzi Vert and like
yeah.
the biggest rappers.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah.
I mean, dude, like Uzi Vert played that shit that I was at in New York, the Points Guy party.
Yeah.
There was like 30 people there.
Yeah.
They probably paid him $20,000.
Yeah.
And he did still did the show.
Yeah.
Which means he's probably not making $100,000 per show.
Yeah,
because
that's
if
true.
He was,
You're
he
right.
wouldn't do a show. That's
You're right. You're right. All right. So I'm hating.
I think people in general make a lot less money than you think.
Yeah.
Like even people like Dobrik, I feel like.
Yeah.
In my mind, he's making million Ninja too. In my mind, that dude's making millions of dollars per day.
I mean, okay, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, Ninja's making.
Talk about his streaming numbers. This is pretty interesting.
Yo, yeah, this is actually fucking, not to like pivot into weird shit. This is actually.
No, this is interesting.
This is pretty fucking crazy, actually. So.
Stream talk.
Stream talk. All right, so. Let me do a little bit of setup here. Let me give just a big fat shout out to my boy Siva, aka Chili Pan. This dude, been friends for a while, and so he knows that like I'm quick to like get down on myself, right? See, like when I start something new, I can get discouraged pretty easy. So he knows that about me. He's the one who got me into streaming, kind of. And so I kind of started talking shit about myself. He goes, "Bro, listen to this." So he's like, "Ninja became a Twitch partner in 2011." I mean, he's been streaming.
Wait. Describe Twitch partner
yeah.
and what
so,
a sub
yeah.
is and everything.
Yeah. So if you don't know, Twitch is like, there's a system for subscriptions and stuff. And if you just.
Wait, 1 second before you keep going. I want to preemptively say this. This is the reason why I've said in the past that Twitch is made for, or designed to make money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, this shit's crazy.
Yeah.
So if you just sign up to, like, if you create an account to stream on Twitch, I believe. You all you can do is stream, and you have to hit certain goals to enable the donate button, and then from there people can send you PayPal donations, but that's it. Mm-hmm. And then once you become an affiliate, you can receive subs and people can subscribe. Oh no, yeah, you can. I think you can get flat PayPal donations, but they can't sub. That's what it is. And when you become an affiliate, people can subscribe to your channel and they can pay monthly certain amounts, 5, 10, or 25 bucks.
Like Patreon. And they can either pay it themselves, or Twitch is a deal with Amazon Prime where anyone with Prime can subscribe to one person for free.
And
Amazon Prime pays them.
Yeah, Amazon Prime pays them. So then I think when you get partner, I think that opens up like longer subscriptions, I believe. Like so someone can commit to subscribe to your channel for like 9 months. And they can kind of
pay up front?
And pay. I think so. It's okay. Like they guarantee they're going to support you for a certain period.
Plus, on top of that, you have, I mean, you can imagine if you're, donations. If you're streaming for 6 hours and you have a decent amount of people watching, companies will pay. Like, you can read ads.
Yep.
It's like a 6 hour podcast. You can read 50 ads. You can customize all the panels on your page so that enough people go to your page. It's like the YouTube description, but like richer with images and shit. You can just make that all ads too. Yep.
And I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this on here, but I get why Twitch works in the sense that like, it's like YouTube on steroids. It like that cycle of like putting out content, connecting to people, talking to them. I mean, it happens all in real time.
Yeah.
So I see why people get really popular and build followings really quickly. Cause it's like,
yeah, totally. And if you have, if you don't have money, you can watch ads.
Yeah.
Which will give you this virtual currency, which you can give to the person and they can exchange for money.
Genius.
So it's fucking like so many methods of making money.
And I think Twitch is working on enabling crypto as well.
Like it just keeps getting crazier.
Dude. Yeah. Yeah. They've got it. They've got it figured out.
You can, you know, on your stream in the chat, have reminders that people to, for people to subscribe. In the video, you can have like, you know, rich reminders of people to subscribe or donate or whatever. You have like game mechanics, so you can like on your stream you can say like last person who donated, last person who subscribed. This is mostly for the people that don't know about streaming. Like I didn't know, you know, a month and a half, 2 months ago, but
me neither actually.
I thought, I mean, like this shit is just, it's fascinating to me, and this is the reason why I think Ninja makes fucking millions of dollars every day. But we found out like you were looking at a subset.
So because I start like, you know, I'll get like subscription amounts and I like feel insecure. I'm like, man, maybe I'm not like as entertaining as I think I am, or I'm not as successful. And my boy Siva goes, no, bro. He goes, look at this. So Ninja joined Twitch in 2011. And that's when he became a Twitch partner. So that's seven fucking years ago. Last year in March, his sub variation was a couple. On some days he'd get like 200. Other days he'd get fucking three subs.
Yeah.
You know, and that's like lower than days that I've put in, you know, it's like, so Siva was trying to paint the picture for me that like, hey dude, it's like, and Twitch is kind of like astronomical. It's like, or there's like a, you know,
astronomical,
not astronomical. It's like you think of it in like powers. It's like
exponential,
you know, exponential. I'm fucking sorry. I'm whatever. I'm brain dead right now. Basically saying like what's big to you on YouTube, you got to cut that down to like a tenth of that number or even smaller. Like that's kind of how you measure it on Twitch. He's like, small gains on Twitch would be like large gains on YouTube, which is weird to think about. But
how much does a person take home for one sub?
I think the split is half.
And it's $5?
So it's 5, 10, and 25.
Okay. Yeah. And then how many is Ninja getting per day now?
So yeah, so per day now he does between 5,000 to 9,000 subs.
Every day.
Every day.
So he adds that many new subs.
New subs.
To his current ones.
Yeah, so a conservative estimate I was telling you, at like 5,000 subs at the lowest tier, that's $12,000 a day.
$12,000 a day?
A day.
That he's adding to his monthly revenue, like basically monthly recurring revenue.
Yes, yes. Every 10 days he's adding on $250,000 worth of value.
Repeated value, though. Repeated That's the value. Thing. It's not just one time.
No. It's repeated value. This kid is worth like...
I mean, there are giant companies that don't make that much money.
No. And that's why you're saying like, oh, this kid's going to be worth $10 million. I'm like, he is like right now. Like right now, this kid is worth so much money. He did a partnership with Red Bull.
I saw that. They must have paid him like fucking $30
million. He just has a case of that shit sitting behind him. Insane. He has 100... On average, I see like 100 to 130,000 concurrent viewers on like a Monday at like 10 in the morning. That's fucking crazy, dude. He's got like a Super Bowl commercial worth of viewership all day.
No. That's
it's like a fraction of that. But what would that be like? 100,000 viewers?
Yeah. That's insane. I mean, that's like, I don't know. Like I think like the hottest shows right now have ratings of like 1 million views per week.
Sure.
Something like that.
Okay. So he's like what? He's like the tenth of a.
Yeah, it's insane. All the time, all day.
Like a tenth of the Bachelorette audience.
Yeah.
There you go.
I sometimes wonder if like going into the real world is like weird for him. Like a lot of times if I play video games for like 4 or 5 hours, I don't know, Fortnite especially, or maybe it's just because PC games, I'm really close to the screen or whatever, and then I log off, like...
Oh, yeah.
Real
yeah.
world is weird. I'm like,
oh, yeah.
People are moving at different speeds, you know?
I just get
used to it.
Yeah. Or like a spatial anxiety. I get that sometimes.
Yeah. I wonder if he gets that. Like, because he plays for 6, 8 hours.
A day.
A session. And then he'll take a break and play again.
Yeah.
And it's like,
he did it the other day. He had a stream. He's like 12-hour stream minimum. I was like, yo, because he probably missed a few days.
Go to sleep.
He's probably just, you know, making it up to his audience. Yeah. But like, yeah, it's funny because like, you know, I see him play sometimes and I'm like, oh, he's not doing much. He's just kind of playing. But then I think about it, I'm like, he's probably 6 hours in. Like, mm-hmm. I'm probably just, and it's crazy to think that a viewer jumps in halfway and they got, what is their expectation for you?
For it to be entertaining.
Right.
Yeah.
And like, that's pretty wild.
Streaming is fucking crazy, man.
It is.
It's a whole nother beast. I didn't understand it before. That's why I kept dissing it. Now yeah. I understand it. So I still diss it. But still, yeah. It's like, it's stressful, man. I like, don't enjoy it.
I get it.
I think I'll get there eventually, but it's just like, right now, it's like.
I didn't have fun with it until recently because learning Fortnite in front of people, it sucks,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I'll get random people who like don't know why like I have viewers and people like will go and be like, you fucking blow, dude. And I'm like, oh shit, they don't get it.
Yeah, you just came here from the Twitch Discover page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So anyway, it's I don't know. I'm liking it. I actually like it too much. I'm having to cut myself off.
Yeah. No, that's probably good. I mean, yeah. I don't know. Find something you enjoy, and if you're making money, it's good, you know?
Yeah. Because my plan, I think, with YouTube is, like, I'm going to keep it a little experimental.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of want to do more artistic shit. I think that's why, like, I'm not having fun with YouTube as
yeah.
much. I've bitched about it for too long, and, like, I kind of want to go back to, like, making sketches and stuff.
Yeah.
Not so, like, highly produced.
Yeah. No, let's do it, man. I would fucking love to go back to sketches.
Yeah.
I want to act again.
Yeah, same. You know, like, I thought that was fun for us to, like, you know, shoot something decent quality and we're like, we're getting a script.
Yeah.
And you get a little something to chew on.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we can do that, like, with like the bit we did with the coma. You, me, and Kyle.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. It was only like an hour.
Yeah.
But we just shot it real quick.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, we should go back to that shit. Yeah. Even like the Broachler.
Yeah.
That shit was
funny.
Yeah, and that was way fun to make.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Keep it lean. Oh, we're going to try one on Friday.
You got to make sure to keep doing steamy tweets.
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm not going to let up on that. That's like my dream come true.
Yeah.
Like a irony account.
Yeah.
So if any Riblet wants to make the Twitter profile picture, make it something sexy. I don't care what it is. It could be a stock image of abs. Just give me something.
Yeah, just do that.
Yeah?
Do a stock image of ads. That's funny.
Yeah? Okay.
Make it Dre Drexler's ads from the video.
Oh, my God.
Just cut that shit out and make that the
icon.
Oh,
my God.
There you go.
Or just make it him.
Yeah.
Just like with his hands up in his hair.
Or that, yeah.
I'm going to hit him up. I'm going to see if he'd be down. If I just put steamy tweets
on. Can I read the ones that you have?
Hell yeah, bro.
All right. So these are the ones that are on the account now. He made this account after we did the second steamy tweets video, which how many views does that video have?
Dog, that's almost at 700,000 views.
Jesus fuck. That's hitting a milli for sure.
Yeah. First one's almost at a mil.
All right. Steamy at steamy ass tweets. 23,000 followers already. Most recent tweet. Guys who come. Hard eyes emoji, corn emoji, and then like the emoji. When she rides it and moans, darn.
I have to thank Sam for the inspiration on that one, because Sam wasn't really like clued into the joke, and then Cody explained it to him, and we're all playing Fortnite, and then Sam just goes into his mic, oh darn, 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 darn.
Oh crud, oh crud, oh crap. Y'all won't have sex on her period, but you put ketchup on fries. I love it when we rise and grind.
So good. Oh, let me shout out my boy who came up with that one. Our boy Nick Kirk at NickKirk22. He goes, yeah, he sent me that. I got something for you guys to post. I love it when we rise and grind. Oh, that's so good. There's a lot of people on here, and I want to like read these in the next video.
This is a profile picture. So that's so good. Just a, rah,
rah! What did you think of the scream on the recent one?
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
This one's way better, though.
I mean, there's no way I'll be able to beat that first one.
That one.
That one was just too good, you know? And I kind of had fun, like, editing that when the camera died.
Because
the audio was so genuine. I'm like, I don't want to lose that.
Oh, yeah. That was
like
good.
Using the stock footage
and shit. I like that. That was a great idea.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
It's funny what you can do with just audio.
Yeah. That's still being that perfect.
Oh Oh, dude, the first time I watched scream. That, it hurt. It fucking hurt. Scream.
Oh, man. I feel like I'm coming out of my shell a little bit in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I could, like, even on the first one, I watched it, and I'm, like, so low energy. Because, you know, when we made that, I was, like, nervous.
What, this first steamy tweets?
Really? I was straight up nervous. Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you just nervous? Like, as soon as you know an idea, like, has legs, that's when it becomes easy. Because that's when you really roll with it.
Yeah.
But as soon as you're a little bit self-conscious about, like, the video idea or something, because they don't all turn out good.
No. No.
Yeah.
And I think that's the thing I struggle with is, like, on stage, I have no problem getting up and saying something crazy because I know I'm going to get the feedback immediately.
Yeah.
That's all the way the thing I struggle with. I, like, you know, people have said that shit, like, oh, like, you're funny everywhere but your own channel. Like when I sit down and talk, and it's like, I get it to a degree because, like, it's weird. I don't know. I turn on the camera, and if I'm sitting by myself, I'm like, hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah, but yet streaming? How is streaming any different?
Because the people are there.
Yeah, they're watching.
So, like, I can, like, you know, I can gauge it.
Yeah, no, I feel you. I definitely feel you.
So,
I definitely feel you, man.
Definitely
feel you, dude.
Oh, yeah, bro. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, yeah, mate. Oh, yeah, feel you, mate. I'm Australian now, mate.
Hey, so there's this new Fortnite skin coming out that looks like a fucking...
Enough Fortnite talk.
No, wait. It's got like a fucking... Like a detective skin. And I'm all the way do the fucking... a bit of a canceled stamp, I say. Oh, my. That's a choice bit of calico right there.
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey skin. That's what I need.
Yeah. So you can just be creepy online.
Yeah.
Creepy Overwatch guy number two.
They seem to have picked up an SMG.
You know what that means. Back where I'm from, slurp my gonads. Why don't you slurp my gonads? Ew. Oh, could you say my name?
Mason.
Go ahead and say Mason.
Oh, yeah. Oh, crap!
Mason?
Holy crap.
Holy crap. I gotta go, as the laundryman says, take care of something. What? The laundryman? Bruh.
Creepy.
Who is gonna be the first gamer?
That's a good question.
Actually,
gonna be the first gamer.
It already happened. I was gonna say Dr. Disrespect, like a gamer to get caught up in like some scandal, like a real scandal.
Yeah,
not like a goofy scandal.
Okay,
you know, man. To that point, I wanted, like, I was talking with fucking Felix from Chapo Trap House, and I want to do like a parody documentary on like what I like to call N-word gamers.
Okay,
all right, these are guys that are like. 26, we talked about these are kind of like the, you know, who's gonna blaze it. We talked about this on the stream before, but I want it, or on the podcast, but I want to do a parody, like a mockumentary of these guys, like washed up, like the like remnants of like 2001, like Bubba Sparks fans.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like they get online and they think it's okay for them to like drop N-bombs and shit.
Yeah.
And like they genuinely believe that they're black, and like
that. One of the guys that's super good at Fortnite, one of like the best players right now.
Who?
Tfue, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
Don't?
No. I have to look him up.
Dude, the way he speaks, man.
A little bit?
Dude, it's so cringe.
Yeah?
It's so cringe.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
He goes, it's lit. Yeah. Oh, damn. Dual wheel. It's lit. It's lit. Yeah. No, this is finna go off, dude. It's lit.
Yeah.
Like, it's just white kid from wherever.
But it's got to be, like, 2001 era.
Yeah.
Like, his favorite rappers are Bubba Sparks, Kid Rock, Eminem, Dr.
He's more,
Dre.
Like, new school.
Yeah, he's more new school.
Like, yeah.
He's the modern
Made
version
a few
of
beats
that.
And thinks he's, you know, urban.
Yeah,
whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Nah, and, like, I need the guys who, like, live in, like, Montana. Uh-huh. They got cats. And they'd be like, ah, damn, that for show, man. And they'd be dropping that shit online. Yeah. You're like, yo,
okay.
What the fuck? You cannot say
so
that.
So they still exist?
Oh, they still exist.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The amount of I've encountered on Fortnite is like, it's too many.
Really?
There can't,
You talk to random people on Fortnite?
No, because like I used to like squad solo.
Yeah.
And there would be like people who would just play. And I would queue up with like a few of these guys.
Uh-huh.
And they were just like, you know. Like if they were good, I wouldn't mind like squatting up with them again. So I'm like, hey, you want to squat? Cool. And we'll play a few more games. And like through the course of the games, I'd get to know them. And it would always happen. It'd be like, oh man, you got ammo? Yeah, yeah, sure. I'll split. For sure, man. Whoa, wait, what? Hold on.
Like, wait a second, dog.
I'm not here to police the word, but it just sounds wrong coming from. So anyway, I want to do like a mockumentary of these guys in like fucking like FUBU and like Lot 29 clothes.
You should. That's funny.
Fucking like a graffiti Bugs Bunny.
Yeah.
In like baggy jeans, and they're just like in their room playing fucking like Fortnite.
They're like what, 35? 35. Like
they got kids and shit. Yeah. They're listening to like, hi, my name is what? They're like, what's up, my? What are we doing today, bro?
Kids in the back repeating the N-word.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
Hey, kid, knock it off, Connor.
Connor.
Knock it off, Kaysen. Jesus. My kid, dude, you know. Fucking tweaking over there, yeah? I'm trying to think of like weird like 90s slang and shit. Like they're just not with it at all. Yeah, I like a girl that gives, you know, front to back. You know what I'm saying, homie? Like Exhibit says, for sure. Yeah.
It's like, dude, download Spotify, man. Yeah, there's please. A lot of shit out there. That
dog, sit. Yo, this is a niche California thing. This, in the city of Glendale, sit there and just, you can count in a day at minimum three BMWs will pass you and they're listening to How We Do by 50 Cent in Game.
Okay.
I fucking hate that song.
Why?
It's fucking this old. It's old. It's old. Stop it. It's old. Don't listen to it.
Candy Shop.
All that, like... Well, the beef and candy shop isn't bad. Specifically, How We Do is just like, oh, it just makes me cringe. Because it's just like the... man, there's something corny about that beat. Yeah, just,
yeah, it didn't age well.
Sounds dumb fucking corny.
Yeah, this is How We Do. And now I will just always associate it with Howie Mandel.
Why?
Because they used that. Didn't they use that song on like... or? It was a joke or something on SNL. What was this fucking game show? The New Deal, The Big Deal.
Oh yeah.
How to deal.
Let's make a deal.
How to make a deal.
How to become a drug dealer.
Yeah. How to deal 101.
Yeah. How to deal.
Yeah. Dealing drugs.
Would have been awesome if one of those girls just opened up the thing was just full of coke.
Oh, wrong briefcase. Yeah, oh shit. What the fuck was the show called?
Let's Make a Deal.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was Let's Make a Deal.
Yeah. No, it had a. Was it?
Yeah, Let's Make a Deal. Survey says, no, Alex, I'll take Let's Make a Deal. Alex, let's take shows Cody doesn't know because he's Canadian for 1,000. What is a show with Howie Mandel featuring?
Not Let's Make a Deal.
Damn it. Hold on.
Deal or No Deal. You
deal or No Deal.
Idiot.
Yeah. That's what
you
I. Yeah, that's
idiot.
What, that's what I said. That's what I said.
You didn't say that shit.
No, totally
How to Make
it
or Let's Make a Deal was an older game show.
See
that maybe this one was based on, but not the same show. All right. So, anyways, he had a joke on that show or something. This is How We Do.
Oh, no.
Or it was the theme song or some shit.
No.
This is how we... So now I think of Howie Mandel.
I don't think of that
every
at
time
all.
I hear that song. You know, I saw him one time in a diner.
Yeah?
Howie Mandel, he walked in.
Did he give you
to
the...
diner in Santa Monica.
Did you get anything from him?
Did I get anything from
like
him?
In terms of like a handshake?
No,
it
was more just like, whoa, check it out, Howie Mandel.
Word.
That's pretty cool. Let's make a deal.
What the fuck was that?
What?
I heard the exhaust from that car all the way up. In the back of my head. I'm just curious. I want someone to catch him off guard with the handshake.
Oh, look at this.
He's a germaphobe. Oh.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
That's what I meant.
So, oh.
I want to put.
I'm just like, hey, what's up, dude?
Oh, yeah. You just tap him on the arm.
Or as he walks by, what's up? Achoo! Sorry, bro.
What's up? Oh. My bad, Howie. I know you don't like that shit. My bad.
I know how that's how you do.
I know that's how you do. This is how.
Peace, bro. Achoo!
Howie does, yeah.
March 13th, 2018, article. CNBC is reviving Howie Mandel game show Deal or No Deal. Wow.
That's
something that nobody asked for.
Yes, that's so cool.
Let's make a deal.
I want to do a music video that's a game show. Has anyone done that yet? Probably.
Like, what are we talking?
Just like, I don't know. Rapping on The Price is Right.
Mm-hmm. That would actually be dope. With the same effects. No, yeah, rapping on Jeopardy, but like in the 90s.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
Just looking dirty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the song that he's playing.
Sorry, guys. Sorry if the Drake remix is coming through and giving
Drake's
me the
new album tonight.
Is that tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a double album.
Like the real tonight or future tonight? Like.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, last week. Ago. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Wow.
Pretty good. I didn't like some of the songs on it, but a lot of the songs were solid.
Yeah.
It's pretty safe.
Yeah.
It's a pretty safe, like, pre-album.
Can't believe you said those things.
Oh, yeah, dude. That one thing.
Wow.
Fuck, dude. I was like, what?
Bold. Woo.
And he had that, yeah, you know, he had that one lyric that's going to be quoted by every single white girl for the next year, at least.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That one about how, like, you know, like love and purple hearts and whatever.
Whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Yeah. That was shit. That shit was litty, dude. Dumb litty.
Yo, isn't that funny? Like, like, okay, you know, like, that we joke about, like, the epic win personality.
Yeah.
Drake lyrics are suburban kids' personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's so funny to see, it's so funny to me to see those kids quoting that shit and they're, like, doing math homework.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Going to the gym.
Yeah.
Views.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's just a dumbbell rack. Like, views of what? Views of what?
It's like, and they're giving me purple hearts because they know we still at war, whatever that lyric is. Yeah. Tweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
He starts jacking off. No romance in his life at all.
To his ex's Facebook.
To his ex's.
Because she still has pictures of them in high school up there. He's trying to remember what she's like. Oh, man. Remember when she used to... Man.
Tweeting purple hearts because you know we still at war.
Love you, baby. Text me back. I saw this dude on Twitter, Chain Body. He quote tweeted this dude. This dude is tweeting like some Rush shit. And he goes, it must be hard being a living red receipt.
Whoa! Wow!
Ultra Holy flames.
Holy shit,
Ultra
what a diss.
Ultra flames.
That hurt me.
Yeah. Get bodied, homie.
Damn.
Get bodied. Bars. All the way bars.
Holy shit.
I read that. I'm like, oh, this kid is delete. Does all his
control,
social media.
Control, alt, delete.
He says to delete iMessage from his phone.
Control, alt, delete your dick off, homie.
End task. End task.
Holy shit. By the way, guys, merch should be out right now.
It is out right now.
It is out right now.
Yeah.
With TMG official merch is out.
We got, let's get a cut in here just so, all right, in case it's not ready. TMG merch is almost out.
Yeah.
It's going to be available at what, fanjoy.com/tinymeatgang?
I don't know what the URL is yet, but
all right,
we'll put it
we'll
right
put it here.
Here.
Yeah.
And check the video below. Yeah. So if you want to support the show and you like the Meat Gang, the podcast, you want to rep the podcast, and you want to whip into some fresh gear. Maybe you want to whip into a cool shirt, or maybe
perhaps,
and say nay nay to the bed.
Well, why don't you whip on over to the clothing shop and nay nay your way into a brand new shirt? Nay-nay.
Why don't we shoot?
Oh jeez. Oh jeez. We shoot your way into a new wardrobe.
It's like the congressman trying to appeal to Gen X.
Yeah. Fucking or the Denny's account.
Yeah.
Nah, Denny's account does all right.
Yeah, so it should be out right now. So go hit the URL in the description or whatever, buy a shirt or whatever. These designs we worked on before, but now I want to do a yellow shirt that says stay safe.
Yeah.
I think that's fucking, that'd be fire.
Yeah.
I think it'd be super fire.
We knock one out.
Yeah.
I think it'd be dope. Real quick.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do it.
We gotta go record.
We're going to make a new song right out. This new song will have been made.
Yeah, we made a new song already.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It'll be out elsewhere. This is our first feature, dog. We just let the people know. This is our first feature.
Yeah, that's true. I guess it is. We're featuring on the track.
We're featuring on the track.
Damn, pressure's on. We got to write hot verses.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking something like...
Yo,
this is how we do.
This is Howie Mandel. Hey,
all right, yeah, that's the episode.
Deal or no fucking deal.
All right, here it goes. Yeah. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Thank you guys. We appreciate you.
Yeah. New merch, patreon.com/tinymeatgang.
Bonus episode's up there.
Bonus episode is up there, and it dings, my friends. And you're going to get another bonus episode this month.
A little bonus.
A little bonus. I can't talk.
That's what happens when you talk for 2.5 hours.
Yeah, 2.5 hours straight. What do you mean, dude? We just got here.
Oh, yeah, right.
No, we just got here.
Right. I feel good. I feel fresh.
I feel fresh.
See you guys.
All right. Thank you, guys.